This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Authorities have identified 9 more bodies from the Davis Mortuary in Pueblo. The funeral home erupted in controversy last summer when state officials found 24 improperly stored bodies during a routine inspection. 18 individuals have so far been identified. One of the owners of the mortuary is former Pueblo County Coroner Brian Cotter. The owners do not yet face criminal charges. Cargill has locked out 1,700 workers at its Fort Morgan meatpacking plant. That's after their labor union rejected a new bargaining agreement. The company made the decision early yesterday morning. Cargill's offer included an annual wage increase of less than 2% over 5 years. The lockout comes after nearly 3,800 union workers went on a 3-week strike at the JBS-owned Swift beef plant in Greeley. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-2 last night in Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. Goalie Carter Hart made 36 saves during the game to help the Golden Knights take a lead in the series. After the game, Avalanche coach Jared Bednar said he didn't like his team's execution during the game.
Even at times, good puck decisions tonight were misexecuted and led to some trouble against in all three zones. And then some of our decisions, it just looked like we weren't seeing it quick enough.
The Avs will try to even the series in Game 2 on Friday. Mike Purcell, KRCC, and CPR News. It's 4:06.